This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
A presentation at Gerritsen Building Supply. State Representative Cedric Hayden joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Always a pleasure to be with you. It's been a little while, so I'm happy to be back on the air with you this morning.
Well, and today, kind of an announcement of a shift in direction for you. Talk about what you've decided to do going forward.
Well, as folks know, we had the census this year, and every 10 years we have a process called redistricting where they reconfigure all the districts. There's 60 districts for the House in the state of Oregon, and two of those coupled together to make 30 districts for the Senate. And I've had the honor and pleasure of serving Northern Douglas County for the last four terms, or will be 8 years by the time I complete this term that we're in, and I've really enjoyed that, all the city council meetings that I get to go and working with the constituents. But under the new proposed districts that are no longer proposed, they have gone through the process of redistricting. They've gone through the legislature, passed on party lines, and then they went through the court system, and the court system determined that they were within the power of the legislature because Oregon doesn't have independent redistricting. It's done by lawmakers, which I think we'd be better served with independent redistricting, but that's another whole story. What came out of that generally is all of the districts moved north towards the population, as we did have population growth in Oregon. You see that we're picking up a sixth congressional district. That means that Oregon's population over the last 10 years grew enough to pick up an additional congressional district, and most of our House districts, the lines generally moved north. Now, every district moved different. And that meant that I no longer live in an area that I would be eligible to qualify to represent Northern Douglas County. So I had a decision to look at, okay, what is the new district that will take effect in 2023 after the 2022 election that I would have the, again, privilege and honor to represent. And it's much of it is the eastern Lane County portion of the district that I currently represent. It does go up a little further and pick up places like Junction City and Coburg. The other option that I had was to look at the Senate district, which the newly formed Senate District 6. And there were three Senate districts that were developed in the state of Oregon that just don't have a existing senator that lives in that new district. That means that the lines were drawn where two sitting senators were drawn into the same district. That happened to be Floyd Prezansky and Senator Beyer were drawn into the same district. So it created a Senate District 6, which would be unrepresented at the time that election goes into effect. And so having the opportunity to meet new constituents and get out and meet those business owners and whatnot in a new district for the House or a new district in the Senate, I have chosen to run for Senate District 6, which is Eastern Lane County and much of Linn County.
And so the other aspect of that being in the Senate, if you're successful there, is a four-year term versus a two. There's probably some advantages to that. And you also noted in your release kind of a different pace that the Senate has versus the House.
Well, you know, my background that I've had the opportunity to serve at is as vice chair of healthcare on the House Policy Committee, and then, of course, Ways and Means, which is the policy or the Budget Committee for Human Services. And then I've also served as the vice chair of COVID and been able to ask a lot of questions as we go through this pandemic process. And so, yeah, it gives me the opportunity to get on the Senate side if I'm successful with that. And that's where these policies slow down. In the House health, we see you know, 120 to 150 bills in a long session. And on the Senate side, that's about 30. And so much more deliberate, slower pace, larger complex policies. I also serve on the 1115 Medicaid waiver and the 770 task force for affordable health care. So these are really big policy options. And Oregon, I was a chief sponsor of something called a public option. I know this is getting a little detailed, but in short, it just means that I'll have the opportunity to work on these major policy shifts that we work to help keep Oregonians covered with health insurance at hopefully a more affordable rate than it would have been otherwise.
Do you feel like with all the changes and shifts in the boundaries and some people exiting along the way, does the GOP have a potential to pick up some seats this time around realistically?
Well, there's a handful of us from the House that got together after this redistricting, and of course we didn't get what we thought was, you know, a real fair shake on that, but we got what we got. You know, that's the way that the rules are made up and the legislature is made up. And so there's four of us from the House that have joined with the efforts for the Senate to run on the Senate side. And it's interesting, you talk about the shift. On the GOP side, after 8 years there, I will be second position along with Dwayne Stark for being there the longest running representative, with the exception of Greg Smith, who's been there longer. So there is a lot of shift, particularly on the House side, not so much on the Senate side. And so we believe with people retiring, running for governor, not being the president of the Senate anymore and whatnot, we believe that we have a realistic chance, particularly in the Senate, to really bring some balance back to Oregon's politics. And we're going to work really hard to get that done.
So what lies ahead here in the near future for your schedule?
So say that one more time. I missed the first word there.
What's ahead on your legislative schedule in the near future?
Oh, okay. Okay, so what's ahead? We just went through legislative days, which were preparatory days, did all the committees, and that is virtual. And the day before yesterday, Wednesday, they came out with an announcement. Yeah, our Capitol is opened now to the public, but they are not. They are going to continue to do virtual meetings. So if folks want to weigh in on discussion, which we really encourage, unfortunately, that's still going to be in the virtual world for them to get on. But we have this short session coming up February 1st. That's going to start. And each of us have on the House side have two bills, and on the Senate side they have one bill. So we each have individual policies that, you know, we are now currently working with our colleagues to help them understand what we're trying to do. And my two bills, one has to do with charity care for healthcare providers in the state of Oregon. We're really pretty restrictive on folks being able to do charity care if they're licensed in a neighboring state. So we're trying to match up. So we have equity on charity care with the state of Washington. We're trying to match up what they allow, meaning that our healthcare providers can go do charity care in Washington much more easily than if you are from Washington or Idaho to come do charity care here in Oregon. So we're trying to get some equity there for our nonprofits that run those types of things. And the other thing that I've tried before, and I'm going to try again, veterans. As you know, I represent a lot of veterans, and will continue to do that and fight for our veteran community. They don't have oral health coverage. They call it service-connected. And so, you know, when a veteran has access to the VA, very, very few of them have access to oral health care. And so I'm trying again to get $5 million out of our budget, which is a very small amount when you talk about the billions and billions of dollars that we spend on health care for our veterans that don't have dental coverage. And I'm gaining some ground on that, and we're making a big effort for our veterans' oral health care at this short session.
All right, out of time for now, but there's an update. State Representative Cedric Hayden, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, sir.
8:40, Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply.